So it starts on this bus. Something's wrong. It's the driver. And then I drive the bus. I get out, like, weird, and she's, like, cheering me on. Oh, wow, you know. And then they think they're going to honor me. So what they want to do is they want to give me, like, this special bus driver's uniform. This big presentation. And I'm getting changed, looking at me. Just watching me, like actually, I don't know. It's just, like, really, really uncomfortable. So I think it's super, autonomy and, you know, freedom woman. And here she is, like, talking about my pig and stuff. I steal somebody's car in this convertible to New York. I get chased there. British people chasing me in a double-decker bus. So I go to fake Brooklyn. He's been my landlord for a while, even though I just rented this apartment. So these crazy Russians that live across the hall from him, his door opens, and, like, all these crazy Russians come in. And they're, like, really, like, old and, like, frivolly looking, and, like, you know, they're really sad looking. It's a whole family, you know, people of all different ages. One guy's, like, missing an ear, and he's, like, lisps and everything. And so, And I was like, what are they doing in here? And he explains this problem. Like, they think that, you know, they own the entire floor, and he can't get them to figure out that they only have half the apartment floor. So then, and they're like, you know, well, who are your ancestors? And I'm like, well, I'm kind of, like, you know, part German. And they, like, flip out. They're like, you know, they're all angry at me. And the guy with one ear is just like, you know, you're insulting us. Thank you so much. And he gives me this martini. And then I wake up and I'm in court. But here's the thing, right? So all of his lawyers are monkeys. Like, they're really, really, like, serious, like, scary-ass looking monkeys. Like, horrifyingly looking monkeys. Okay, like young Bob Hope, like, with makeup on and, like, curly hair and stuff. So I lose the fucking suit against him, and he takes all my money. I have no money, except what I do have is the convertible that I stole from the party for me at the bus thing. So I drive around the convertible again in little fucking Indiana, and I run out of gas. And where do I run out of gas? I run out of gas in front of a porn shop. Who owns the porn shop? It's like a toy shop. It's a comic book shop in one part, and then, like, you go through the secret back alley, and or, like, little back, like, walkway, and it's a porn shop. The mafia come in, so I say, you know, hey, I'm gonna fight these guys. You know, they of course they win, and, like, you know, they beat the shit out of me. And then, well, I was like, I'm not gonna swear to God, because everybody probably swears to God. It's like, but seriously, this is my first fucking day on the job, man. I've really had a bad spell. I have no money. I'm trying to work. So then they kidnap me, right? And they, like, want to, like, make me a made man, and they take me to, like, this crazy ass mansion with this big pool. So I escape. It's in the middle of the night, and I'm walking along, and then all of a sudden, like, the cops come out of nowhere. No. I recognized him. He's you know, he's wanted. And I say, well, what school are you going to? And he rolls his eyes. He's like, oh, no. You know, he's like, I go to, I want to get my first degree, first grade university. I was like, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. So he gives me a new car. You know, and all of a sudden, like, you know, the rest of, like, who I am, like, comes back, you know. And then there's this, like, kind of, like, conveyor belt thing that, like, catches your tires and carries you up, like, over the arch. And my car falls off, like, halfway up the arch. It, like, falls back. I'm like, no! You know, like, I'm falling, like, a freaky falling feeling. And so then my car, like, just, and it crashes. Like, look, like, all these times, like, the mafia shot me, and they were beating me up, and I lived through it, and all this different kind of stuff. And I'm like, wow, you're right. And then I become, like, a big-ass angel with, like, all this, like, spooky, like, you know, huge wings and this, like, huge, like blue cross on my face and all this different kind of stuff. And, like, it's, like, really ethereal. And so I lied on my back, and then all the stars became, like, you know, like, I, like, morphed into it, and, like, it just, like,